الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تزال من أمتي على الدين ظاهرين، لا تزال من أمتي أمة على الدين ظاهرين، لعدوهم قاهرين، لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم حتى يأتيهم أمر الله وهم على ذلك. قيل: أين هم يا رسول الله؟ قال: ببيت المقدس وبأكناف بيت المقدس، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا ومولانا محمد بما هو أهله. A few days ago, on the 14th of December, marked the 38th anniversary of the establishment of the movement known as the Hamas. This movement, which perhaps wasn't so famous in the world, especially the younger ones was, but now this movement has become a force to reckon with. Such a force that even the most powerful presidents of the world, or so-called most powerful presidents of the world, have to negotiate with them. They will present their plan, and then Hamas will decide how we want to interpret this plan and what conditions we will make. Now the question that will come about, that a group that started off under occupation, under very difficult circumstances, and now 38 years later, they have become so powerful that even the superpowers of the world now are negotiating with them and giving in to their terms. Within the last 2 years, there was a lot of effort made by the military powers of the world to wipe out these people. And that was one of the objectives of the war in Gaza, that we want to wipe them out, eliminate them. And they definitely succeeded in wiping out and eliminating many of the leadership of the Muqawama, of the resistance, including Abu Muaz, Raid, Saad, who was a very important person in the resistance, in the manufacturing of the weapons. A few days ago, they struck him. Despite the ceasefire that is in place, they made him shaheed. So they succeeded in that, in wiping out or in making shaheed many of the top leaders of the resistance, of the movement. But they have not succeeded in wiping out this movement. This movement is still controlling Gaza today. This movement is still in charge of the administration of Gaza today. And this movement is still negotiating with them. Now the question is, that what is the background of this movement? And what is so special about this movement, that in 38 years, under these difficult circumstances, where they didn't even own, they didn't even possess a single firearm, and today they have got military capabilities that they can even fight against the most sophisticated army of the world that is being backed by many other powerful armies. So what is there about this movement? And the most amazing part of this movement is that it was established mainly by a person who was quadriplegic. Four limbs he was paralyzed, wheelchair bound. A person who outwardly, according to us, he can do nothing in the world. He created such a movement that is challenging the superpowers of the time. And inshallah, they are hopeful, and we should also be hopeful, that this movement inshallah will liberate Masjid Al-Aqsa soon. So a brief history of the Muqawama, of the resistance, Hamas. And we will come to the meaning of the name as well. So, it was on the 14th of December 1987, during the first intifada, the first Palestinian intifada, when seven leaders, notable among them was the first leader of the Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, rahimahullah, and then the second leader, Dr. Abdul Aziz Arantisi, rahimahullah, and five others, they gathered in the home of Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, rahimahullah. And that is when they decided that we are going to start this movement officially, the Islamic movement, or Islamic resistance movement. And they named it Hamas, Harakatul Muqawamatil Islamiyah. The H and A stands, Meme and A stands for Muqawama, resistance. And the S stands for Islamic, Hamas, Harakatul Muqawamatil Islamiyah. So actually I'm doing it wrong, it's not in English, it's in Arabic. That's why we're getting mixed up. So the Ha stands for Haraka. Meme and Alif. Or Meme stands for Muqawama. And Alif and Sin stands for Islamiyya. So the Islamic Resistance Movement. The name says it all. The foundation was Islamic. Even in their name. And that is what makes them very different from many other groups, many other Palestinian resistance groups. And this is what we will explain inshallah, that how deeply connected this movement is to Islam. Harakatul Muqawamatil Islamiyah. Now this is when officially they established this Muqawama or this movement. But long before this, the Hamas is actually an extension of the Ikhwanul Muslimin, the Muslim Brotherhood. Great details behind it. So this is the extension of the Muslim Brotherhood. And long before establishing this Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin rahimahullah and a few others, they made a lot of effort on the deen of the people before even establishing this organization. So in the 60s, there's great details, we don't have the time to go into all these details. In the 60s, they started with the efforts of the masajid, establishing masajid in Palestine. The masajid were controlled by the occupation. What was happening in the masajid was dictated by the occupation. They realized that we have to start our own masajid. And amazingly, overnight they would put up masajid. Sometimes in 48 hours they would put up a masjid. There's a masjid, if I remember correctly, that is known as the masjid of 48. The 48 masjid. Or whatever number it was. Denoting the amount of hours it took for them to build that masjid. And they understood that if we want to start off anything, it has to start off from the masjid. When Rasulullah ﷺ migrated to Madinah Munawwara, the society of Madinah started off with the masjid. This is where Nabi ﷺ started off. Unfortunately, many a times, we think of creating revolutions, excluding the masjid. This is where it starts off. Start off from the masjid. In the 60s, 65 and onwards, they started with this effort of masjid. And many other efforts, dini efforts, grassroots dini efforts. We will be amazed if we have to study the history of the Palestinian struggle and how much the enemy tried to take people away from deen. There were many Palestinians that had an atheistic mind. They had different types of other ideologies. If we read the book, the amazing book of Yahya Sinwar rahimahullah, The Thorn and the Carnation, which is in English. Now we have some time, free time, let's take out time to read something that will be of benefit for us. And then we will understand the struggle. That book, also amazing book, was written in prison. But he gave this entire struggle, Palestinian struggle, in a novel style. And then you will understand what challenges this Palestinian struggle went through. Now they needed to make an effort first on bringing about an Islamic awareness among the people. And their understanding was, من العبث محاولة تحرير فلسطين دون الوصول إلى درجة مرضية من الأسلم للمجتمع الفلسطيني. It is useless to try and make an effort to liberate Palestine without the society reaching a certain level, a good level of Islamic environment in the society. We can't dream of liberating the country if we don't have deen among us. Many great lessons for us, respected friends. The importance of this deen and making an effort on deen. So this was before the foundation of the Muqawama, or before the foundation of Hamas, establishing of Hamas. And then finally, as we explained, during the first Intifada, they had thereafter established and started this movement, Harakatul Muqawamat al-Islamiyya. And from the name, as we explained, the whole focus was Islam. The whole focus was deen. And that's why it's no wonder now for us to understand why they became so powerful. When the roots were so powerful, powerful roots in Islam and deen, then obviously the tree also will be very powerful. Then whoever can try to break that tree will never be able to chop down that tree. They focused again after they started. They focused a lot on bringing about an Islamic environment among the people. The first statement that they issued, noteworthy statement, obviously great details again in the statement, but just to show the vision that they had. On the 14th of December, 1987, they say to their people, addressing their people, and they say that you have a promise, and this is the destiny that Allah has decreed for this enemy of ours, the Yahud, that definitely they will be destroyed one day. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, you are part of, the statement says, you are part of this destiny, and you will uproot the roots of these people and of this occupation. And then they say, in ajilan am ajilan, it may take long or it may come quick. 38 years, but they're still continuing. 38 years and they haven't given up. Why should we as an ummah give up when these people haven't given up? Then on the 18th of August 1988, they had signed something that they called the Hamas Charter, where they explain their organization, their movement, the foundation of their movement. Again, for us to understand how connected this entire movement is to Islam and to deen. They say that the first point, the first clause in that whole charter, the first point in the charter is that Islam will be the way of this movement. We will take our ideologies, our understanding, and all our whole protocol, everything will be taken out from Islam. Our understanding of the world, of our life, of humanity, everything will be guided by Islam. And they say in the statement or in this charter of theirs, that any issue that we have, we will go back to Islam, and this is where we will get our direction from. And then the eighth point in this charter, which is something very important, up till today we hear it a lot, the slogan of the Hamas. From that time, this was their slogan. It was inspired from the slogan of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin as well. And their slogan was, Allahu ghayatuna. Allah is our goal. Allah is our objective. This is our goal. Establishing a country is not our goal. Allah is our goal. وَالرَّسُولُ قُدْوَتُنَا. The Rasul of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is our role model. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model. Then, وَالْقُرْآنُ دُسْتُورُنَا. Quran is our constitution. وَالْجِهَادُ سَبِيلُنَا. And jihad is our way. It means we will continue to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fight against his occupation. There's no such thing like normalization with them. That's why the Hamas will never accept. They will never accept normalization. Others may have signed certain accords, etc., but they haven't signed anything like that. Because al-jihadu sabiluna. And then the last point, wal-mautu fi sabilillahi asma amanina. And to give our life for Allah is the height of our aspiration. The height of our aspiration is to give our life for Allah. Every child in Gaza, since 1987, is brought up with this. Like how our children are given milk, this is the milk that is given to these children. Therefore, for them to give their life, to give 70,000 people and more in these 2 years, it's nothing for them, because they were brought up al-mautu fi sabilillahi asma amanina. Every janazah of a shaheed, they are reminded of the same slogan, Al-Jihad Al-Mawtu Fi Sabilillahi Asma Amanina, for us to give our life. Maybe our brother has given his life and he has fallen, but for us to give our life, this is our highest aspiration. So this is the foundation of this movement. And therefore we find that they have become such a powerful movement. And up till today, as we explained in the beginning, the superpowers of the time, so-called superpowers, they are forced to negotiate with them. Those same people they tried to eliminate few weeks before the negotiation, Khalil Hayya and the other leadership, and then few weeks later they're sitting, they're discussing again with them. This is the foundation, strong foundation of this movement. As we explained, they focused a lot on da'wah. When they say da'wah, they refer to all dini activities, on tarbiyat, on giving the right upbringing to their people, as well as on jihad. So these were the things that they focused on. People even began to accuse them that the focus that you are giving to all these other aspects, in terms of society, building masajid, they built, they laid foundations, they had charity foundations, educational foundations, and various other things they did in their community, and they did in Gaza. People began to accuse them that you have forgotten resistance, and they say you are actually Harakatu Darawish, you are a dervish movement, you are Sufi movement, you only know about tasbih, you don't know about the gun, about the firearm. But these same people, they made that effort on the iman and deen of the people, and later on from those masajid they came out, and they were the ones who produced and manufactured rockets that can fight, that can reach up to Tel Aviv. Something that was impossible. They were using stones, they were using pieces of wood, and they would bang nails, knock nails into it, in order to deflate the tires of the enemy, enemy vehicles. And now they have gone so advanced that they can blow up the most advanced tanks. So from where to where, the strength, together with them making an effort on that front, again the strength was that strength of Islam and Deen. They focus on the masajid. The whole system of the masajid in Gaza is an amazing thing. The masjid has so many different departments. They focus on so many different things in the masjid. They say, someone said that an average youngster in Gaza can spend up to 7 hours of his day in the masjid. And are we seeing our youngsters for 7 minutes in the day in the masjid? 7 hours of the day in the masjid. No wonder they became so powerful. And they can stand face to face with a tank and blow up that tank. It is that strength that they get from the masjid. And this was the effort that was made. 40 years, 50 years of effort was made. All this effort was made on bringing about this Islamic environment, and therefore we find these kind of effects today. Very interestingly, before we terminate, the last anniversary celebration that they had in Gaza, which was the 35th anniversary, on the 14th of December 2022, because day after the war started. So in that anniversary, Yahya Sinwar rahimahullah, who was the leader of the Hamas in Gaza, he started off his address, and in this entire address of his, he made a lot of reference, or he made indications to something big that is going to come. So he started off this address with the ayat of Quran, لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ لَا تَخَافُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave clear tidings to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of liberating and conquering Makkah Mukarrama. Amineen, with safety, la takhafoon. Fa'alima ma lam ta'alamu. Allah knows what you don't know. Wa ja'ala min duni dhalika fathan qariba. Allah blessed you with a fatah, with a victory before that. Most probably the victory that the Muslims had gained against the Yahud, against the Jews in Khaybar. So this ayat, Yahya Sinwar rahimullah starts off his address with this ayat. Obviously there was a message that he was giving to these people. And then he says, Ya muqaddamat at-tufanil hadir. He says, oh, the vanguard of the raging flood. Oh, the vanguard of the raging flood. This war is called Tufan al-Aqsa. He used the word Tufan in his address few months before it. And then he addressed the people in Jerusalem, in the occupied lands. And he says that Isbiru, be patient, remain firm there. The help of Allah will come. And the help of Allah will come greater and quicker than you can imagine. Imagine what strength. Despite all the difficulties that they went through, he says that the help of Allah will come greater and quicker. And then he recites the ayat of Quran, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا. And they ask, when will it happen? Allah says, to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, it's possible that it will come quickly. So this was what he mentioned. And at the end of his address, he addressed the enemy. And he said, سَنَأْتِيكُمْ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ بِطُوفَانٍ هَادِرٍ. Inshallah, we will bring a raging flood to you. He already made indications to them. They were so stupid that they couldn't pick it up. Allah blinded them. The world didn't know what he was talking at that time. Very few people knew the plan. He says that we will bring this raging storm. بِصَوَارِيخَ دُونَ عَدْ. We will fire so many rockets that you won't be able to count how many rockets. They did it on the 7th of October. We will bring such a large army that there won't be end to that army. 2 years and that army hasn't finished. And then he recited the ayat of Quran again. وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ لِأَوَّلِ الْحَشْرِ. We don't have the time to go into the details of this ayat. But this ayat most probably was the inspiration behind 7th of October. And this was the inspiration in the life of Yahya Sinwar rahimahullah, where Allah speaks about attacking the Yahud. And Allah put fear in their hearts. And the punishment of Allah came to them from where they never even imagined. They never imagined that Gaza would... Therefore they felt a sense of security. We got these people in control, we got these people checked. Allah says that the adab and punishment of Allah came min haythu lam yahtasibu, from where they never even imagined. So these were some of the points that Yahya Sinwar rahimahullah mentioned on the 35th anniversary of the Muqawama. For the benefit of those that have come later, a few days ago was the 38th anniversary of the Hamas, of the Islamic resistance movement of the Hamas. And on that day, and I will end on this, the current very high profile leader of the Hamas, Khalil Hayya, hafizahullah, he gave an address. Again, despite all of what they have gone through, his own family members have become shaheed. They have lost their top leadership. All of them have become shaheed, or the main leaders have become shaheed. But despite all of that, so much of strength they speak with. And he says there, he says in this address of his, he says that inshallah, the help of Allah and the victory is going to come soon. The help of Allah and victory is going to come soon. And then he says, نُؤَكِّدُ أَنَّ الْحَرَكَ سَتَبْقَى وَفِيَّا. We emphasize, after 38 years, he says, we will remain loyal to the principles of the Haraka. The principles of the movement, as we explained earlier, that the inspiration and the guide is Deen and Islam. He says we will remain loyal to this. At the end, he says everything, we will do whatever we have, whatever we can do, and whatever we have, we will spend that. We will make every sacrifice. And respected friends, when they sing we will make every sacrifice, it's not empty words. They have given their own children. They have given their own blood. While some of the leaders may be out of Gaza, their children and their families are there in Gaza. Most of the leaders have lost their own children or very close members of their family in this war. Khalil Hayya's son was attacked. He was made shaheed in Qatar, in Doha. So he says that whatever we have, we will sacrifice it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we need to learn, respected friends. At-tadhiya li ajli deen. To make every sacrifice for the sake of deen. We have to bring about this kind of passion within us. That if Allah wants me to sacrifice, I'm prepared to sacrifice everything. If I can't sacrifice my haram pleasures, especially during this season, if I can't sacrifice my haram pleasures for Allah, where am I going to sacrifice my life and my children for Allah? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. We can't sacrifice our enjoyment, our pleasures, our entertainment. It's too difficult. Everyone is enjoying. We know the environment is wrong. How can I make the sacrifice? Imagine those people that have sacrificed everything for Allah. Where are those people and where are we? Compare ourselves. Our sacrifices are very small. A small sacrifice Allah is asking from us. And we're not prepared to make these small sacrifices. So he says that we will sacrifice whatever we have. And then finally he says, Nu'ahidullah. We make a promise to Allah. We make a promise to Allah that أَنَّمْضِيَ عَلَى مَا قَضَى عَلَيْهِ الْقَادَةُ الشُّهَدَىٰ, that we will continue on the same way in which our leaders that have become shaheed, how they have passed away, we will continue in the same way until we meet Allah with the same promise and covenant of ours. لَا تَغْيِيرَ وَلَا تَبْدِيلَ. We will never change. We will never move away from the stance. هَذَا عَهْدُنَا هَذَا دَرْبُنَا هَذَا سَبِيلُنَا. This is our promise. This is our way. This is our path. And then he recites the ayat of Quran that I recited in the beginning. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah says they are believers that have been true to the promise that they have made to Allah. We are seeing it today, respected friends. These are people that were true toward the promise they made to Allah. Every leader was made shaheed. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, wheelchair bound, he comes out from the masjid. From where? From the masjid. After Fajr Salah, and a rocket hits him and he becomes shaheed. 40 days late, the next leader, Dr. Abdul Aziz Ar-Rantisi rahimahullah, when he was made the leader, a journalist asked him that, don't you have any tension for the leadership among the movement? People are not fighting for leadership. He says, la natanafasu ala al-qiyada bal natanafasu ala shahada. We don't compete for leadership, we compete for shahada. We compete for shahada, that's what we compete for. He was made shaheed within 40 days. Ismail Haniyeh rahimahullah was appointed. He was made shaheed. Yahya Sinwar rahimahullah was appointed. He was made shaheed. These are people, صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. They have been true to the promise that they made to Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْضَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. Some have fulfilled their promise, some are waiting. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They haven't changed. Respected friends, in this time of defeat of the Ummah, in this time of darkness, Allah is showing us this ray of hope. Like other places in the world, whether it's in Afghanistan, Syria, etc., the Ummah is rising. These are all inspirations for our suspected friends. If these people can be so true to Allah, if these people can make such sacrifices to Allah, and we see the whole foundation was the deen that they brought about in their lives, their attachment to the masjid, their attachment to Quran, let us bring these things alive in our communities and in our societies. Inshallah, we will also have something to present before Allah on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us that day when Masjid Al-Aqsa will be liberated. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa mawlana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.